From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Amy Dickinson, Mo Rocca, and Roy Blunt Jr. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Eddie Murphy gets frustrated with Carl because he wants to party all the rhyme, party all the rhyme. It's a listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo, the new Xbox comes out next week, and everybody is excited about its new infrared camera that can capture a gamer's image and motion, even in the dark. Early testers have noticed one issue, though. It can see your what?
Your privates,
yes,
probably.
Indeed, yeah. Yes. Your little joystick. The the Xbox One is a technical marvel.
The Xbox can see your Wii.
So the Xbox One is a technical marvel, and one that will showcase your own technical marvel for the world to see. Whether you play Tetris with a weird squiggly piece or a long straight piece, the infrared camera... No, the way it works is this camera is so precise that it can actually see through your clothes and you can see the results.
God.
You look up, and if you look at the image, it's like your naked self on the screen. Well, this may seem like a huge flaw, or if we're being honest, an average-sized flaw. But gamers, video game enthusiasts can now say, in fact, somebody has seen you naked.
Oh, yeah.
It's like getting an X-ray then.
It's a little bit. Well, not quite. I mean, it's not like, it doesn't show your bones.
Well. Speak for yourself.
Amy, Senator Rand Paul has sounded the warning. The federal government is coming to take away our God-given what?
Oh, our... What would they be taking? Is it a kind of food?
It
trans
is.
Trans fats.
But trans fats, and so it's
bacon.
Because of the trans fats, not bacon.
Not my bacon.
No.
To get your paws off my bacon. Our.
I'll give a hint.
Okay.
It has a hole in it.
No. Not my donuts.
Yes, your donuts.
No.
Senator Rand Paul says the federal government's going to come take our donuts. The FDA recently banned... trans fats, a particularly noxious kind of food product. And Senator Paul said that meant jackbooted thugs would be grabbing the donuts from us. You know, and of course it was met with the cry, they'll pry our donuts from our fat, dead hands, which they could do as soon as next January, because we eat a lot of donuts. The trick is, most donuts don't have trans fats. Dunkin' Donuts don't have them. Krispy Kreme doesn't have them.
Huh. I just have to say, sitting next to Amy, how she reacted with such horror, I'm imagining Amy Dickinson in Not Without My Donuts.
It's a Lifetime movie, right?
It really is. Roy, a Spanish tech company has invented a new device to help parents keep tabs on their babies. What is it?
A new device for keeping tabs on their babies.
Yeah.
Not literal tabs, like things you stick on the baby.
Right.
Yeah. For organizing them, that's great.
Oh, I'm flipping through my babies.
Yes.
You don't have to pick them up and smell them anymore. Now you'll find out electronically.
Oh. So is that a sensor that recognizes when their nappies are soiled?
Yes, exactly. It is, in fact, a smart diaper.
Ah.
A smart diaper is a diaper that's gone to Harvard.
Ooh.
So it soaks up what baby leaves behind, but now it's totally insufferable about it.
So what happens? It makes an announcement? Or what?
Well, what it does is it's a device. It's called, in Spanish, siempre sucos, or always dry. And it has a sensor, and it's in the diaper. And it wirelessly connects to a bracelet worn by the parents. So when the diaper is full, it signals that says, excuse me, but the baby has successfully completed a digestive cycle, as it is wont to do.
I would just like to say that was not me.
Amy, seriously.
Honestly.
Like, I think you need an advice column to yourself on that one.
People out there in Radio Land do not know who is making that noise. It wasn't me.
Roy, Dutch researchers have discovered that one word might be the last remnant of the first human language, a word that everybody understands no matter where they're from or what language they speak. What is that word?
Huh?
Exactly right.
Ah! Huh.
Great news. Wherever you go, whatever remote island you're on, you'll be able to let the natives know you have no idea what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
According to the researchers, the 10 different languages they studied all had a word that sounded like, huh? Indicating confusion or incomprehension. Weirdly, the other word that everybody understood was twerking.
You could spell huh with an N in there, a little nasal, H-U-N-H.
Huh. Ooh, so maybe it was Attila the huh?
Yeah. I'm just imagining, you know, showing off the first cave paintings, and the other guy goes, huh.
That's more, eh.
And there's, I like
now it sounds like you're twerking.
That's about as close as I get.